Sayer.
Oh, come on. You didn't blow the whistle.
Breaking down the Bears.
Don't think the Bears' offensive line, their offensive mentality is tough enough to have a committed running game for four quarters that contributes to winning the game. When you come out of the box and you can run it like that, there's no reason why you can't do it for four quarters.
Tom Sayer.
Indeed, that's the passion, that's the guy, that's the voice. The Bears color analyst, he works with Jeff Joniak. He joins us now, the Mully and Hanley Show. Steve Rosenblum and Mark Rohde in for Mully and Hanley. Joining us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, a great appetizer for this year's holiday party. He is Tom Thayer, and he's joining us. Thanks for taking the time, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I got to believe you're all fired up for this game because the Dominic Raiola fan club is going to be meeting in your booth. Is that right?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm kind of glad Henry Melton opened his big mouth.
Good.
Yes!
You know they're not going to go into that stadium flat on that Sunday morning, but either are the Detroit Lions. And I didn't expect the Detroit Lions to be flat. I thought in some of the records attached to Matthew Stafford or Calvin Johnson, you know, will promote an enthusiastic approach during the week in preparation. But early in the week when you have an opponent that goes to the podium and starts calling out players, boy, that elevates the excitement immediately.
You know, it's an odd thing to hear coming out of Hallis Hall without some response from the principal. Lovie Smith tends to call people in the principal's office. Major Wright said Matthew Stafford tends to kind of fold. And Dominic Raiola was named by Henry Melton as he's talking about the dirty stuff they do and the talking. Not that Henry Melton or Major Wright was wrong, but Lovie usually doesn't allow this, and yet there doesn't seem to be any response. He's not shutting anybody up. Does he resent or hate or have a little respect for the Detroit Lions, the way his guys are talking and being allowed to talk?
You know, gosh, I mean, respect, you got to respect some of the players they have because they do have some very, very good football players. I think you just prepare to beat them. You don't have an opinion of them before the game. It's, you know, Henry Melton, he's at the podium because they're announcing the Pro Bowl votes, not necessarily getting his opinion of the Detroit Lions specifically at that moment. But, you know, there always has been some, you know, kind of dirty, cheap, after the whistle type play from the Detroit Lions. But now that you brought awareness to it, it's going to elevate that even more. So, again, I just think that Henry got a nasty disposition involved in this game, and it is going to be a factor, and it's going to affect the way some guys play.
We're talking with Tom Thayer, WBBM, AM and FM analyst for the Bears. He works with Jeff Joniak. They're a terrific team. They will be calling the biggest game of the year, as it turns out here. We're talking with Tom Thayer, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And when I think dirty too, Tom, I think back to your Bears of the 80s and taking on the Forrest Gregg Packers, and you just said that it can't affect the way you play. How did you guys, when you take yourself back to those days, how did you deal with that? Clearly you guys were way more talented, and all they had was to be dirty out there. So do you just ignore the talk? Do you have to try hard to not strike back against those guys?
Well, you know, you kind of bring up an interesting point, because when we did go through the Forrest Gregg era of the Green Bay Packers, the dirty play started during the game. It wasn't announced the week leading up to the game. We had a better record. We are considered a better football team, but you really didn't know what to expect from the Bears-Packers games. So you kind of went to the stadium and you saw their approach. And then you saw some of the late hits, out of bounds. Then all of a sudden you said, okay, boys, it's time to turn it up. Put some air in your helmet. Tighten up your chin strap, because these guys are here to play a little bit after the whistle. And then all of a sudden you got into that tempo. You got in that mode during the game. Again, with the importance of this football game for the Bears and the instigation of the trash talking by the Bears early in the week, it's got a lot of time to pick up momentum. Other guys get involved and other aspects of the game, get an understanding the importance of it. So, you know, it's not anymore Charles Tillman and Calvin Johnson. Now it's Dominic Raiola and Henry Melton, Adamicus Sue and Chris Spencer. So the interior of the game is going to be it's going to be as ferocious as it's been in the past.
And it's going to be a battle royal. Vince McMahon is going to come into your booth and join you and Joniak. We're talking with Tom Thayer here on The Score. and we're talking Bears and Lions. Now, the last time the Bears had a win-or-go-home game on the road, they went to Houston, and that didn't go very well. Why would this be different?
You know, I think that if you just look at the pros and cons of the game, they do have weapons in Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Earl Bennett, you know, had a big catch last week to get back involved in the offense. So they do have a way to attack initially. They can get the ball downfield. Now you're going to have to include the running game and pass protection to make sure they're doing their job. You know, they uphold the protection to give Jay an opportunity to look downfield. And, you know, as great as a player as Calvin Johnson is, Charles Tillman has always played really well against them. He held them to 30-something yards of the first game. And, you know, they got so much emphasis on trying to get the 2,000-yard mark for Calvin Johnson. Maybe they'll lose sight of the other factors that they need to do equally as well to get themselves in the offense momentum to, you know, to try to earn a victory up in Detroit. But I think the dynamic of the trash talking is taking on a whole different life than the records that could be set.
Tom, maybe you could help us out with a question that was asked of Jay Cutler earlier this week by Brad Biggs, simply asking him, why have you not been able to get the ball to other wide receivers? Specifically, he mentioned Earl Bennett, and in a quick two- or three-word answer, Jay Cutler just said, I don't know, and that was that. And Steve and I were, you know, kicking around possibilities of what Jay Cutler meant by that. Do you have what is your theory on what Jay Cutler was saying? Was he saying he's lost trust in the guys? Is he saying that Earl Bennett is injured? Because clearly he seems to know something, but he doesn't really want to share it with the rest of us.
No, I think it's that offensive football, offensive performance is repetitiously done. And you got to be at practice every single day running the same routes, even though you're the one, two, or three option in every pass. And Earl has missed significant periods of time. Now you're interchanging that position with Devin Hester or Alshon Jeffrey or whomever, Dane Sonsenbacher, all the guys that were in line at that position. And I just think it's the consistency in the offense, consistency in the offensive coordinator, and consistency of those guys being there every single day. You look at Brandon Marshall, he's been there every day since the beginning of training camp. In those extra reps you need, Jay and Brandon do have them. The extra reps you need when you have a guy like Brandon Marshall, you know, some of the reps Brandon's getting, and when you're missing significant periods of time, Earl Bennett's not getting those reps that he needs. But then you look at the quarterback position. Do you know this offense well enough for every single pass you call that you know the progressions 1, 2, 3 in your head as well as you do at a practice pace? And I think that's the key element, is making sure the quarterback can go from 1 to 2 to 3 in the time needed in order to complete the pass. And sometimes you just don't have the luxury of going through your protection if you know you're susceptible to pressure early in the protection.
It's Football Friday on The Score. Tom Thayer, that voice, is sponsored by Crown Royal.
Before we let you go, Tom, our guest is Tom Thayer here on The Score. Before we let you go, it would be nice if Jay Cutler, the Bears need to win. However they have to win, they got to win. They have to give themselves a shot. It would be nice if Jay Cutler were the reason for it, for a whole lot of reasons, for his own confidence, play big in a big game, and then get into the playoffs, and he needs as much playoff experience as he can get. It would be nice, but is it necessary? Will it be necessary? Does he have to be the guy on Sunday for this team?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The thing about it is, yeah, you want the running game included. You've got to have the pass game included, but other options outside of Brandon Marshall. But the key element to this game may be if Jay's willingness to run the ball. And I think one of the keys, I think in the first game he had 3 carries for 36 yards. I'm trying to do this off of memory. But if he has 5 carries for 50 yards in this week's game and they all compute to first downs, then all of a sudden you're going to see his pass opportunities open up because there's going to be more concern at the line of scrimmage. So early in the game, it may take Jay's feet to get his arm involved in the game later in the game.
All right, so he'll take some tips from Russell Wilson and they'll be off and running, right?
Russell Wilson, man, he's a special guy, but Jay has the ability to run beyond the first down marker. You know, he does have speed. He's got good feet. He's got good pocket awareness. So If he sees that willingness and there's coverage, you know, that he's seeing the back of the Detroit numbers, then he's got to take it upfield a couple times.
All right, well, we wish you good luck with your cut block on Dominic Raiola on Sunday.
I would cut block Adamica Sue. It's up to the defensive lineman to get Dominic Raiola.
There we go. All right, just keep posting assignments and wanted posters. Tom, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Have a good holiday.